you, IRS, got your tongue?
Now, what has gotten into you?
It is tax time.
I know what time it is, and who are you, and what have you done to my husband? No, the Cliff I know at tax time is grumbling around this house, barking at the furniture. Why aren't you deductible?
I don't remember my behavior being that bad.
Need I bring out the letters that have been written to various presidents throughout the years?
Yes, there were times, but that is the past. I am now a new person.
So does this mean that I will have your full cooperation this year? You're going to hand over the receipts and let me take them to the accountant, and the accountant and I will work this thing out?
The receipts, and you shall go forth.
This is a new attitude. I'm going to go get my pencil.
Yes.
And I'm going to meet you and your new attitude in the dining room.
Okay.
All right with me.
Enter! Kenny, my main man.
No time for chit-chat, sir. Personal crisis. Romantic variety.
Anything I can do?
You can point me toward Rudy.
Oh, okay.
Rudy! Oh, hi, Stanley. How did you get in here? Do you live in a basement? Would you excuse my friend Rudy and me? We need to talk.
Kenny, is there no one else who would talk to you? Where is your alleged girlfriend?
Stanley, I find it fascinating that you're obsessed with my personal life. Almost as if you didn't have one of your own.
Stanley, could you go get us some juice, please?
Okay.
Oh, I like some shaved ice in mine.
Oh, don't worry, Ken. I'll fix you a drink.
So what can I do for you, friend?
It's Deirdre. I'm in big trouble.
What happened?
You see, yesterday was Deirdre's birthday, and I bought her a special gift. I even wrapped it myself.
What'd you get her?
Tube socks.
Tube socks? That's not very romantic.
But they are practical. One size fits all. But the problem is, I brought them to school yesterday and was about to give them to Deirdre when I overheard Deirdre talking to Debbie Costa. And Debbie Costa asked her what she got for her birthday. And she said, well, my grandmother sent me socks again.
Oh, not a good sign.
Well, there I was, holding this grandma gift. So I did what any man would do. I lied. I told her that I was giving her a party tonight, here.
You what?
Kenny, what is the matter with you? Well, I would have had it in my house, but you know my brother. I don't think he'd make much of a host, walking around that flannel robe.
He still has that robe?
Yeah. Now, please, can you help me?
All right, but you gotta talk to my father first.
Okay. He'll understand an affair of the heart. Hello, Dr. Huxtable.
Hey, hey, boy, I'm having a good day now. Come on.
And who more deserves it than you?
What do you want, Ken?
Well, you know how you told me that if there's anything you can do to help me with my love life?
No, I said, anything I can do?
That's just it, sir. And you can. I was wondering if I could use your backyard for a little reception tonight.
A reception? You and Deidre getting married?
Would that we could, sir. But I was just wondering if I could use it to give her a birthday party.
What kind of party?
Just the four of us.
It won't cost much, Dad.
It won't cost much, Dad.
I will pay for it, sir. I'll even work it off.
Well, look, I think that Mrs. Huxtable and I can absorb the cost of some cookies and some chips, and I think it'll be okay because I'm expecting a big tax refund soon. So that'll be just fine, Ken. Make it on me.
Thank you,
sir. All right? Yes, sir.
There goes a prince among men.
Pushing it. Now, here.
Now, wait, just let me just say. You know, all you have to do is give me the receipts, and I will take them to the accountant, and we will take care of everything.
Well, we will start with our first defendant.
Dependent.
No, defendant. I'm saying defendant. And I defend the right to write off Sandra, Alvin, and the two children as charitable expense and medical expense. Now, there. Those are the receipts.
As a charitable expense?
Charitable expense. They eat, they sleep, they borrow, and then they don't pay back. Sandra, Alvin, and the little dwarfs.
Sandra and Alvin are adults who are earning their own wages. Now, what is this medical expense?
The medical expense is mainly because they have taken at least a year off of my life.
Let's move on.
Okay. Now, next. Aha! A perfect one I have here. Under 18, Olivia. Absolutely no income of her own. That's a definite. Put it down, put it down. There you go. That's the best defendant we have.
The accountant has told me that Martin and Denise are claiming Olivia.
How? He's out there on a boat. Somewhere with a little cute uniform running around saying, aye, aye, sir.
He is defending his country, dear.
Big deal. Look at this stack of stuff that we spent. This man did not come home when it was time to take the child out on one of these field trips to go to the museum. Little children, I want to go to the bathroom. Maybe he didn't have to do that.
Let's move on, dear.
Okay, next is Cousin Pam.
Well, I spoke to her mother today.
Yes.
And she said that we could claim her as a dependent.
Thank you.
But I didn't feel good about that.
Now, why didn't you feel good about it?
Because Pam is her daughter, dear.
But by what definition is she the daughter? This is a chance for us to write off somebody.
Oh, sweetheart, let's move on.
Okay, all right. Vanessa and Theo.
Yes.
Huh?
We do have Vanessa and Theo.
You better believe it. And look at all of this. Vanessa and Theo. Mm-hmm. Vanessa's in college. She's our dependent. Mm-hmm. Theo, my boy. I can write him off forever, man. Just in cereal alone, we're going to get back $18,000. Put that down. I got receipts for all of that. Now.
You have receipts for $18,000 in cereal.
You better believe it. And guess what else I did? I didn't put the coupons, you know, that we cut out to buy the bread to get 8 and 10 cents off. I left them out.
Get it, Rudy. How many times are we gonna have to bail out Mr. Slick?
Stanley, everybody needs friends, and Kenny is mine. Besides, he really likes Deidre, and I want to see him happy.
There's something I should probably tell you. It's about our guest of honor, Deidre.
What's that?
Well, yesterday at school, Deidre came up to me and said, see you at the party at Rudy's tomorrow night. And I said, what party? And she said, oh, it's okay. It's not a surprise. Kenny already told me all about it. And I said, well, it's a surprise to me, because there's no party.
No. That means that Deidre knows that Kenny was lying at this whole thing this last minute.
It does, doesn't it?
Why didn't you tell Kenny this before?
I don't know. I hope it doesn't ruin the evening. Oh, Deidre, happy birthday.
Sell it somewhere else, Kenny. I was was just over at your house. This guy in a robe and a baseball cap told me I could find you here.
That's not my brother.
Oh, tell me another story, Kenny. How about the one about the birthday party that none of my friends are invited to?
Oh, there's a party. It's just an intimate one.
Well, how long have you been planning this intimate party?
You mean in my head or in my heart?
Forget it, Kenny. From the moment I met you, all you've been doing is making up stories and excuses to get out of trouble. Well, you can't live your life that way, Kenny, and neither can I. This is simply unacceptable. Goodbye, forever.
But Deirdre, there's an orchestra coming.
Kenny, get some help.
Oh, Kenny, Kenny, Kenny.
The balloons are up and the party's coming together.
What party? The love of my life has gone. Forever.
What happened?
She saw right through my desperate party plans. It's like she was psychic.
Kenny, don't feel bad. I mean, it was just a matter of time before she saw through you anyway.
That is the last time, Stanley. Kenny, why don't you go talk to her?
I can't. She said it was forever.
I can talk to her.
She wouldn't believe you. You're my friend.
Stanley could talk to her.
Who?
Come on, you guys. Look at it this way. Stanley thinks you're a creep. If Stanley said nice things about you, Deirdre would have to believe him.
That's if Stanley says nice things about you.
No, forget it. Just the three of us again. Forever.
I'll be at Deirdre's.
Thank you.
I got it! Ta-da!
Sweetheart, I'm almost finished. I'm almost finished.
Yeah,
maybe you'd like to go in the living room and just relax.
No, we can't. Check it out. Bam! I got it. The Patriot's Guide to Tax Paying. I got it. Pa-pa! Now.
Where did you get that?
I got it down at Carlton's bookstore, and it was the last one. Now, look at it. Read the book. First of all, it's written by Paxton Piedmont. Formerly with the IRS before he was drummed out for giving too many tax tips to the American taxpayer.
I'm gonna read that whole book.
Listen, I've already been skimming through it, and I got some passages here for you. Now, look at this. If you work for the government and are disabled because of a terrorist attack, you don't have to pay taxes.
But you don't work for the government, dear. And you are not disabled.
Just answer me this now. Has or has not this house been under siege?
Now, that's a good point.
Now, wait. Here's another one. If our trees are destroyed by southern pine beetles, that's deductible.
We don't live in the South.
Bugs can migrate. Now, didn't you have some people up here from Virginia? They came up here. They could have carried the little critters on their clothes, and they could have jumped up, and they could have just, it could have been a blight all in the backyard. Gone. Stuff gone. I'm telling you, this book is on the money. Don't try to stop it. Now, look over my shoulder.
Yeah.
He says here, this is a delectable tax deduction. Your office.
That is not deductible. If the occupant, me, has another office where she performs most of her work, a home office is not deductible. And furthermore, since we did add that room on and increase the value of the home, our property taxes are going up.
That's not funny. Let me ask you a question. Are we in this together or what?
We are in this together, but you know what? I think I would do better if I were in this room by myself right now. I could collect these receipts like we have to do every year this time and take them to the accountant, and between the accountant and I, we could figure this thing out.
We could write off this book. Good afternoon.
Hey. Hi.
Good afternoon. Dr. Duxbury,
yes.
This is the Uptown String Quartet.
Hi, I'm Diane.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Eileen.
And I'm Aunt Myrna. My nephew asked us to rehearse here tonight.
Okay. Well, he didn't tell me anything about the Uptown String Quartet, can he?
Huh?
Listen, you all go ahead. Don't let me stop. Enjoy yourselves.
Okay.
All right.
Excuse me. Where's Deirdre?
She's in the living room.
What did she say?
I talked to her, and she says before she sees you again, you must promise 3 things.
We'll name them.
Okay. Number 1, you agree to be completely honest with Deirdre.
Done.
Number 2, you must promise to think of others before you think of yourself.
Done.
And number 3, you must spend the next 6 Saturdays taking boyfriend lessons from Stanley's School of Charm.
Oh, come on, that's not on there. Oh, but it is.
Oh, and Kenny, I want to help you so much.
Don't come near me, Stanley.
Well, Deirdre's in the living room. All you have to do is sign right here.
Now I know I love her.
School starts next Saturday. Hope you graduate.
Hi, Deirdre.
Hello, Kenny.
I got your note. And I signed it.
I would have taken your word for it, but I wanted you to know how serious I was about this.
I understand that. I deserve it.
You know, Kenny, one of the reasons I like you is that you have a great imagination. I always admired the stories you wrote in English class. I just never thought I'd be the twist in one of your plots.
Well, I didn't mean for it to happen. I didn't mean to ruin your birthday. I'm sorry. But I just got you the wrong present, and I panicked.
Kenny, it's okay to panic. It's when you try to cover it up is when you get in trouble.
You're right.
Why don't we just start over and see how it goes?
Good idea. Look, I know this is a last-minute party, but I'd be honored if you come.
Okay, Kenny.
Happy birthday, Deirdre!
Thank you, Kenny.
May I have this dance?
Certainly.
Rudy?